Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio, will help you connect with the Ascended Masters to raise your vibration and understand the lessons of life, balancing karma, fulfilling your earthly mission, and manifesting a becoming God in action. This live call-in show with Michael Shane and the Ascended Masters is an opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Masters, all through this transphysical mediumship of Michael Shane and his amazing guests. Now, here is your host, Michael Shane.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cheryl Gardner, and you're listening to The Michael Shane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, along with Michael, we have a very special guest. His name is Reverend Kedar St. John. He's dedicated his life to serving and inspiring people towards a world of peace, healing, and prosperity that works for everyone. He began his spiritual journey as a Hindu monk back in the 70s, and he has a very special message for all of us today. Hello, Michael. Hello, Kedar.
Hello, everybody. It's a wonderful sunny morning here in Maui, Hawaii. I'm sure that Kedar is probably happy to hear that, since he's here and already knows that piece of information.
Thank you. Aloha.
Kedar, how are you doing today?
Excuse me. I'm doing great, thank you. It's just a beautiful day down here at the Temple of Peace. We love the summertime in Hawaii. It's actually one of our biggest kept secrets. I shouldn't be telling you all this, but it's always perfect weather in the summertime. It never gets really hot.
Well, it was kind of interesting because I arrived here on the 9th, and it's been raining every day since I got off the plane. It's almost like I brought Seattle weather with me here.
Yeah, I was complaining about that when you showed up.
I'd like to tell my listeners a little bit about my experience and how we met. I met Kedar 2 years ago when I came into town to do some work, and we had some difficulties organizing the space that we had, and Kedar was available to allow me to use his temple. And when I saw his temple, I thought, wow, this looks really nice, and it was great, and I met Kedar and his wife, Shelley, and they were really good, nice people, kind of like what you expect. But what really opened my eyes was when I went to a Sunday service at their temple, and I was almost in tears the whole way through the whole service, because there was music being played, there was beautiful, Kedar was up there playing his guitar, singing songs about Krishna, and the other masters, and people were dancing around and playing their instruments that a gentleman by the name of Blue Mountain would hand out, and it was just phenomenal, and I just could not believe. It was almost like coming home, and that relationship grew to where I've been here 5 times doing things out of the Temple of Peace, and it's a perfect name, Temple of Peace. It's on a peaceful island in a peaceful area, and everybody that walks in there, no matter what mood they're in at the time, develops an instantaneous vibration of feeling at peace. And Kedar has been instrumental, I believe, in his teachings that he's learned in the past, that being at peace is a beautiful thing. And I saw that in Kedar's services and the things that he does over there. And I mean, the man is multitasked. He does services, he does healings, and then the other day I walk over there and he's now a carpenter, so he's playing Jesus' role, building a room so he can store his chairs in his chapel area. And Kedar, what inspired you to open up this temple?
Well, it was nearly 30 years ago. I was sitting in the Himalayas meditating in a beautiful place called Pokhara, which is in Nepal. And it's a place where there's a 26,000-foot mountain in the backdrop and a beautiful clear lake in front of it. And in this little village called Pokhara, there's 1,000 varieties of butterflies flying around all over the place. I was sitting there one day contemplating, just sitting there meditating, looking at this amazing scene, this mountain in the backdrop, and all of a sudden I get this experience of flying around, literally feeling like I was flying around this beautiful temple of peace, this beautiful domes. There was golden domes and peace doves, and they flew me inside the temple, and there was all these different altars to the different paths. And in the center of the peace, temple was a peace flame. And so I wrote a song about it and started singing about this vision. And I sang this song for, I would say, probably close to 20 years. And told everybody about my vision of this temple of peace. I was concerned that by all the conflicting ideas between various faiths and spiritual paths, and as a spiritual seeker, I found myself growing up as a Hindu monk, and I traveled the world, and I found that people were basically the same. They wanted to be accepted and loved in whatever container or organization that they found themselves in. And as I stepped out of the box, I found myself at that time, as a Hindu monk, I started exploring other faiths and paths such as Christian mysticism and Sufism, shamanism, Tibetan Buddhism, Taoism. And I realized they were all basically talking about the same thing in different ways. And I found the basic human need was to be accepted and loved just for who we are and as we are. So I searched for a place where it didn't matter what faith you found yourself in, where Christians, Buddhists, Native American Indians, Jews, mystics could all come together in one place under one roof and feel the same inspiration without judgment. I was looking for a unified field of consciousness that had a wide stroke spirituality or broad stroke spirituality. And here in Maui, I couldn't find that place. So I started the Temple of Peace. I received an instruction from the Spirit it was actually in the end of 1999. I received a message that I was supposed to just go and start singing on Sunday. And so I found there was a little office above a friend's real estate office. And I started singing. I showed up on Sundays, and Spirit told me that it didn't matter whether anybody showed up or not, that if I showed up, then Spirit was going to be there with me. So I started doing that, and I think five people showed up on the first Sunday. And I just kept going. Then I found a church where the elders of the church, they were all in their 70s, and they had church on Sundays, on the third Sunday of the month at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I asked them if I could bring a service there to this old church, and they said, "Yeah, sure, go ahead." So for 3 years, we had an amazing experience where I had this wonderful old church, and we would come every week. It would grow and grow and grow, and we had 50, 60 people, 70 people showing up on Sundays. And then it came time to for the church elders. They wanted to give the lease of the church to somebody else, and the elders that were there, they wanted it to come to me. So this is the church was actually owned by the United Church of Christ, and so the officials from the United Church of Christ, they came and they checked me out, and they said, Reverend Kedar, we understand that you want to take over the lease of this church. And I said, yes. And they said, well, we just have a few things that we're concerned about. We noticed that you don't preach from the Bible. You don't, I said, you mean do unto others as others do unto you? The golden rule? I share that with everybody every Sunday. He said, well, we're really concerned about you, Reverend Kedar, because, well, you started your own church. I said, wait a minute. Didn't Jesus tell us to go forth and go throughout the lands and spread the good word? And they said, yes, but I said, well, who started the United Church of Christ, a man or Jesus? And they said, well, that's another thing. I said, what is it? They said, well, you're just not Christian enough for us.
I'm going to go to break, and let's touch on the rest of the story, because it's amazing. I recommend that everybody partake in visiting your temple when they come to Maui. Thank you, everybody. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio with Michael Shane. We will return after the break to speak with Kedar, and we will also be taking phone calls at 1-800-930-2819. Thank you very much.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, I'm Vladimir Gerasichev, the creator of the Keep Your Word Project. Resistance is one of our natural habits. We have an expectation in our minds of how something should be. And when the expectation does not match the reality, there's an automatic resistance. And resistance can become the barrier to creating something new. I've learned that the most powerful thing is to be accepting. When you accept something, it means you are taking things the way they are right now, even though they don't match your expectations. Start noticing the differences between your expectations and what takes place in your life right now. When you notice these differences, it is easier to accept what is. And when you notice it, the resistance disappears. Go to my website at keepyourword.com or download my free iPhone app to help you start creating something new today. Keeping your word every day can change your life forever.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Cheryl Gardner, and we're back live with the Michael Shane Show. Michael and his special guest today is Reverend Kedar St. John. And a little bit later in our show, we're going to be taking listener phone calls. The number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. And for first-time callers, we're giving a complimentary healing session. You have your choice of a 30-minute channeled reading, a crystal light reading, healing, and a past life regression. So be sure and call in and get your free session today. And so, Michael, we're going to go back to you and Kedar, and we're talking about the missing piece, peace in our life today.
Well, hello, Kedar. How are you still doing well?
I'm still doing well, yes.
Okay. That's great. Now, you were telling about the Temple of Peace in Maui and what motivated you. Would you please continue? Because this is really good, exciting information.
The last question that the elders of the United Church of Christ asked me was, we're really concerned with you, Reverend Kedar, because all these long-haired people are streaming out of the church every Sunday. And I said, well, do they look happy? They said yes, but that's, you know, I said, somebody's got to minister to the hippies. It might as well be me. I said, didn't Jesus have long hair? And so I could see the writing was on the wall. I just was not Christian enough for them, and I couldn't fit inside their box. So then actually what happened was a friend of mine, I actually took a year off. I took a sabbatical. And a friend of mine called me up, and she said, you know, Kedar, I haven't seen you doing your Temple of Peace in quite some time. There's a church lying next door to my house here, and I think it's your church. I think it's the Temple of Peace. So I came down and checked it out, sat in the garden, and sure enough, I really got that this place was the Temple of Peace. It was a beautiful old church. The current owners of the church, they had expanded, and they were only using it one day a month, and it wasn't even for sale. So I said to the owners of the church, you know, would they be willing to part with the church? And they would. They did. And so in 2005, we actually closed escrow on this beautiful church. And over the years, we have not missed a beat. We continue to have amazing programs here in the center of the. We have the Temple of Peace, which holds about 85 people. We have a beautiful bookstore. It's the only esoteric bookstore on the island, and we have a health and wellness center. We do a lot of health and wellness work with people. So. That's, you know, basically how the Temple of Peace came into existence here in Maui. And I feel so blessed every morning I get to wake up in my dream. I always wanted to live next to a Krishna temple, a Buddhist temple, or a mystic Christian temple, and now I have one in my backyard, and I'm the I wear many hats around here, as you were pointing out. Sometimes I'm the janitor, sometimes I'm the carpenter, I'm the minister, sometimes I'm the choir. I do a lot of things around here.
Yeah, I noticed that, and to wake up and be part of the dream that you have created, it's got to feel really good. for you and your family. There's just a wonderful, wonderful vibration, and I think it's one of the things inside of us is we tend to go through our lives feeling really antsy, and we never seem to be able to find, by and large, a peace within our lives. And what do you believe would hold us back from finding more peace in our lives?
Well, you know, I think that we're also plugged into our smartphones and our media devices, and we miss out on the simple things like Mother Nature, who's always patiently waiting for us to return to her so that she can nurture and love us in the way that we deserve to be loved. I think that, you know, our technology curve that we're on is so steep right now that everywhere we go, we have these devices with us. And it didn't used to be that way. Remember when... you always found your way home from school.
Correct.
My parents never knew where I was. We didn't have cell phones in those days. Sometimes I think that I'd like to return to black and white. to keep it simple, we had and where I come from in New Zealand, we had one television station, and it showed up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And our family watched The Wonderful World of Disney on Sunday afternoons, and television went off at 10 o'clock during the week and 12 o'clock on the weekends. So I think that, you know, our busyness and our preoccupation with always having to know everything that's going on all the time, this is taking us away from finding that moment of peace that we seek. And that can show up in so many different ways.
Yeah, I've noticed that even for myself, I forget to focus on my surroundings and to enjoy those things that I tend to take for granted. You know, just as simple as walking by a tree to get into my car every day. You know, if someone were to ask me, to describe the tree 10 years ago, I wouldn't have had a clue what tree, you know, basically would have been my answer. And today, you know, if someone was to ask me that question, I'd have a better answer, because we take too many things for granted. And you're talking about the technology. I mean, there used to be a day where you could go do something and no one could get a hold of you. Now, you know, it's almost like there's a satellite following you around everywhere you go, and if someone wants to talk to you, they text you, they call you, and it's one of the things that I liked about sailing my sailboat was if I got out to a certain distance, nobody knew how to get a hold of me. You know, it was just unless they sent a carrier pigeon or something like that. So that peace, that inner peace within inside of us. Sometimes a little bit too much, a little bit too fast, but in reality, once you find that peace, you connect to that God energy within our own self. And one of the things that I've noticed about that peace is I got to know not only you, but your wife, Shelley. And, you know, you guys are living in the dream. You're sharing that dream with your wife, and I find, from what I see, that there's a very beautiful, balanced relationship there. She does her thing, you do your thing, and, you know, she's always wanting to feed you when I'm over there. You know, did you get enough to eat? And how do you maintain such a balanced relationship? It's got to have something to do with the vibrations that you're maintaining there at the temple.
Well, I think that, you know, in our busyness in our lives, we all need to find, we have to actually steal peace. We have to make it an effort towards finding that place where we can create more peace in our lives. Like, for instance, creating a spiritual practice, something that means like something like spiritual self-contemplation. And that can be as simple as like finding a special place, a special spot that becomes your meditation or contemplation spot. You know, to build a small altar, put some meaningful objects or pictures on it and light a candle, light some incense. Create a center, a place of focus that's not multimedia. I mean, you could create a multimedia altar, but I think that's what our cell phones and that's what our computers and iPads are already. And we worship that God, so the God of media, the media God, we worship it so diligently that when that call comes in, no matter what we're doing or that text comes in, we get distracted. So we have to actually declare, today I am going to steal a moment of peace. And even if you just steal one moment of peace by sitting down in that place and building the energy around that place, I find that in the mornings when I wake up, you know, in the old days, my wife would show up with a shopping list. And I had to say, honey, no shopping list first thing in the morning. I'm still waking up, and no business in the bedroom. So we learned from with each other that when we declare a zone that is outside of our busyness, and that's our sanctuary, and wherever we are, you know, fortunately, I have a beautiful peace temple that I can go to in the mornings, but I know that our listeners may not necessarily have that type of situation. So I'm talking about stealing peace. You have to create that space. You have to make a commitment that no matter what, even if it just starts off for 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes of peace is worth an hour of conflict. And it will really balance it out. If you can just steal that peace away, find that place of no external stimulation except for a simple little candle which focuses you, that will bring you into the space where you'll gain so much more happiness and meaning in your life by taking that time for you.
Well, that is, you know, amazing, because I feel that we tend to forget about that. Let's talk a little bit more about that after the break. You're talking to Michael Shane with Transformation Talk Radio. And for those of you that wish to call in during the show, it's 1-800-930-2819. We'll see you in a few.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Cartron is back and will be making a special guest appearance at the Triway Grange in Mill Creek, Washington on Friday, May 24th at 6:30 p.m. Come join Patrick McCormick and the Ascension Foundation for an evening of interdimensional enlightenment and awakening. Be prepared to hold onto your seats as Cartron taps into divine quantum sciences and opens the gates of new divine possibilities for everyone while practicing his cosmic carmody routine. If you'd like more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world. with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Cheryl, and you're back live on The Michael Shane Show with Michael and his special guest, Reverend Kedar St. John. And so, Kedar, thank you for such a beautiful message to our listeners. We're going to be taking phone calls a little bit later, and I just want to remind everyone, this is your opportunity to call in and ask Spirit a question. The Masters of Shambhala are standing by, and through you can ask Michael or Kedar and for direction or guidance today. So that number to call is 1-800-930-2819. So, Kedar, after such a beautiful message, where do we go from here? What do you suggest?
Oh, I think, Michael, you had something in mind, didn't you?
Yes, I am. You know, as I've been talking about on the show and to everyone that I come across with, that I was raised in a spiritualist church where the modality was not based on one belief system. It was a teaching of pretty much all the religions of the world. And the one thing that I notice when I come over at the Temple of Peace and have sat through some of your Sunday services, that's exactly what you do as well. I mean, you have a picture of Jesus up on the wall, you know, Krishna statues, all these different things, and you have that shrine on the outside of the temple that indicates the idea of recognizing more than one belief system. And what got you into that instead of just, you know, being a Christian or a Hindu?
Well, you know, all of these designations are labels, and in our essence, we are pure spirit. We are the soul having a spiritual experience, a physical experience, excuse me. So, in a sense, all of the various divine, I think I can safely say that spiritual objects, deities, crystals, all different types of sacred objects are magnetically attracted to me. I have a friend of mine who's he calls himself a born-again Jew. And I said, okay. And he says, I'm coming to Maui. He goes, what do you need for the Temple of Peace? I said, I don't know. You're the born-again Jew. You tell me, what would a born-again Jew bring to the Temple of Peace? And he said, well, I don't know. And so he shows up on the high holiday of Yom Kippur, and he walks into the temple with a Torah. It's a 400-year-old Torah. He said, I bought this for the Temple of Peace. So we built an ark, and we placed the Torah inside the ark, and it comes out on special occasions. My wife is born in a Jewish family, therefore my son is Jewish. So what I say to people, I say, look, this altar here is like a cosmic road map, and these are different places: his Buddha, his Shiva, his Krishna, his Yeshua, his Master Jesus. Here's the Torah, whatever it might be. I say this is like a cosmic ATM machine, And if you come up to it and you plug in the right code and you get approved, go for it. And it's so if you plug in Krishna and it says approved and you get the download of Krishna, go for it. That the divine manifests in so many different ways, just like us. We, each one of us human beings, we're so individual. Each one of us comes with our own set of fingerprints, each one completely different than the other. No two alike on earth, 7 billion of them. The divine manifests in so many different ways, and I think that when we have deities, various deities, they are really placeholders in our consciousness. And they're proof that we existed some time in the past, and that we followed this particular tradition, and that we as a group, as pods, like pods in a dolphin pods, we collectively went to these places together and we worshipped. And so really, it's about finding that place inside of you. All of the various faiths which are represented here are mile markers on the road of discovery. And sometimes I say to people, it's all of this and then some, and then none of this, and then all of this. So it's up to you. The most important thing is that I choose to love my brothers and sisters and accept them just for who they are. The other day, for instance, I opened it up in our service, and it was Mother's Day, and this wonderful Native American brother, his name is Buffalo Boy. He sits in the side and he waves his eagle feathers, and he just contemplates, and he's very quiet, but he's feeling the spirit. And then Shelley said, I'm feeling that somebody has something to say about the mother. And there, Buffalo Boy, out of the blue, just jumps up, comes right up on the podium, and downloads this amazing expression of his tradition. And that gave us all such an uplifting experience. So here we had a Native American Indian in the Temple of Peace sharing his wisdom about the great mother.
Wow.
So it works. Somehow or other, love works. Non-judgment works. And I think that's the place that we're all looking for. We're looking for a place where people are not going to judge us on our the color of our skin or our sexual orientation or where we're from or anything like that.
Sounds like a beautiful nirvana, you know. Jesus, he was teaching love and acceptance, and it seems that when you really get into the other religions of the world, all of them do. Do you not find that to be the case?
Say that again.
That all the people, when you go into the other religions, they're teaching love and acceptance as well.
That's correct. Except in sometimes when things become organized, then the languaging goes out there that my God is, or my path is better than your path, or my people are more chosen than your people. In fact, you should come over here because we have the goods right here. And yet, the truth is that the goods lie within us. It's not something outside of us. And any expression of the divine that's on the outside is simply a reflection of what's really going on the inside.
Well, I can tell you, when I listen to what you're saying on Sunday service, and I've actually asked you for some counseling and guidance from time to time when I come over here to do my work, and the message that you give me just opens up inside of me and reminds me that the answers that I'm asking you for, or others that I go to talk to help me find answers to some of the things that I'm looking for, are already right inside of you. And I noticed that being inside of me. But the one thing that's beautiful about you is you're helping people access that, and you're not telling them. I never heard you once say, "Well, my temple is better than this temple, and I can help you, and no one else can." You're like exercising the process of free will, and you're telling them your truth, and you just keep moving forward. And I'm assuming that you're planning on doing that for quite a while. Is that true?
Oh yes, until I cash in that ticket on the bus, and when it arrives, you know, we will come into this world with a two-way ticket, and we never know when our time is coming. So I think it's a really important to look towards our similarities rather than our differences, and to celebrate our differences, and yet know that we are one race, the human race, and to know that we are one people, the people of planet Earth, and that for so many, if think about it, so many religions of the world are fighting with each other. Mine is better than yours. We have so much going on in the Middle East. It's craziness, and yet it's one breath at a time. It's one peaceful breath at a time that we are able to steal, and we hear that we hear the breath of God breathing us in. It's breathing us, and this is how close that God is. Whatever you want to call it, the God of your understanding. I love that that phrase. It's not about my God is better than your God, or my spirit is better than your spirit. Here, it's all about coming together and recognizing our similarities and recognizing all in this together, and that by at one breath at a time, one moment at a time, we can commit ourselves to yet again the path of peace.
And then when you come to the temple of peace, that's definitely the path in which I see. I'd like to thank for everybody for tuning in to the Michael Shane Show at Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to go ahead and go to break, and if you wish to call in to get a reading, 1-800-930-2819. We'll see you in a few.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. I help you see the blueprint of your life, what your life purpose is, when the times of prosperity are, and how to navigate through the challenges. You feel in control and inspired to live the life you want to live. Come experience an aha moment with me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Michael Shane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And here today, we have our special guest, Kedar St. John. And I'm turning it back over to you, Michael.
Kedar, on the break, you were talking a little bit about an experience you had this weekend. Would you please share that with our listeners?
Well, I think Sunday, Saturday, wasn't it? It was Saturday. You know, I guess when it rains, it pours. And this weekend, we pretty much broke a couple of major records at the Temple of Peace. We had, on Saturday, we had Doreen Virtue come and do a book signing at our bookstore and in the temple room. And we broke all records of how many people could possibly fit in the temple room. I think we had the count was 145 people in the temple room and 40 people outside. It was craziness. And it really was a conversation about the angels the archangels, Archangel Michael, and how they're always there for us. And that was followed by another record-breaking event with this amazing trance medium character, Michael Shane, who the most apportations that you've ever done in the temple, I believe, was 150-something. And this weekend, we went to 406. And so I feel like I'm really blessed. Angels, I have legions of angels in the temple, amazing master teachers, Saint Germain, all the masters of Shambhala showing up. And I think that, you know, there's no more excuses. There's no more excuses anymore. We had this kind of arbitrary date and time and place, December 21st, 2012, that we contemplated from the year 1987, when it was first brought to our attention that there was a Mayan calendar and that there was some significance to it. And I think in the collective consciousness, there was kind of a cosmic kibosh that something was going to happen, something impending was going to happen. And we were holding that in our consciousness. And I think that we're free from that now. I think that all of the veils have been lifted. And or everything which has been holding us back in our own mind, we've been in prisons of our own consciousness, saying, I'm just going to hold out just in case something happens. And yes, lots of things happen, but not no sort of crazy things like the end of the world. In fact, it's the beginning of the new world. And so I think the veils have been lifted by the masters and the angels. And, you know, that was a perfect example this weekend of how all bars were taken away, and it was full on. Jump into your experience, your spiritual experience, and call upon your masters, call upon the angels. They're all waiting for to have this conversation, to make this connection. So I think the days of excuses are over, and the veils have been lifted, and that's why we can have a conversation like this today.
Yeah, and there's probably a lot of opportunities out there with people when they're getting involved in this kind of a conversation. And one of the things that I feel that's created is the ice was broken the previous Monday when I was with Dr. Pat, and we were talking to the people that came to the event that evening. And, you know, it was just a beautiful opportunity to be able to speak with Dr. Pat side by side. It was an honor of mine. And, you know, we're sitting there, and next thing you know, one of the biggest questions that's ever been asked of me is, why do I have to go into the cabinet first to do any kind of apportation? And then here we are sitting in the stage talking and doing our thing, and then all of a sudden this overwhelming emotion came through, and I think everybody was feeling it, and I just started apporting gemstones right there in the room with everybody, and just sitting there watching. And the amazing, even more amazing, is it was just exactly the amount of gemstones needed for the people that were in the room. And I credit that vibration and that situation by the energy that you've created there at the Temple of Peace. And so when you have someone such as a Doreen Virtue and others come in there, and you're getting all these different people show up, it's the vibration and the quality and the beauty that's created from, you know, one's heart, such as yours.
Well, you know, thank you for that, Michael, and certainly thank you. That was absolutely mind-blowing to see you apport, like, out of the blue. There was no preparation, no cabinet, you know, and I love all of the... you know, since I've met you, the language of mediumship that you bring to the Temple of Peace that really encourages people to dial into their own, to the masters that want to speak to them, and you give them so much encouragement. So when that happened, I think that yet again another veil was lifted. Because people, sometimes they don't understand the language. Why does he sit inside of a cabinet? Well, perhaps the reason he sits inside of a cabinet because there's such a vortex going on that sometimes people who are not prepared can be affected by that. But there was no bars. Everything was open. And there you were just talking away. I can't even imagine if you were hiding them in your mouth how you would be talking, and then all of a sudden you apported 20 gems right in front of everybody. That was brilliant, Michael, and I have to say, you know, my hat's off to you on that one. Thanks for being a clear channel for showing people what's possible, you know, and that's why I have you keep coming back to the Temple of Peace, because I think that people need to have these confirmations, these affirmations that. There are certain arts that have been resurrected, and certainly the mystical arts, you know, one of the oldest arts, transmediumship. I think this is a very powerful thing to come through certain individuals and to be able to step up to the plate ourselves and find out how we can do that ourselves. I think that this is really what's going on.
You know, it's my pleasure, and thank you very much for that. But I got to say, you know, coming to Maui to work, because the masters, sometimes they don't want us to be in just one place. They want us to go around the world to share what you have, even though technology, as you say, is becoming more and more easy to get the word out. But there are areas of this world where technology is not non-existent. You know, and I'm hoping to go into those areas as well to introduce people to the Ascended Masters. But on my journey that I've been on, I run into places like you have there at the temple, and I also run into people such as yourself, your wife, and the people that come to the temple themselves. I mean, one of the most beautiful experiences that I get out of this whole thing is meeting the people. You know, the people, they're beautiful and they're great. I mean, the people that call into the show, the people that I see everywhere, you know, they're just beautiful people. And, you know, God bless them all. And, you know, there's a little girl over here by the name of Athena that I would like, you know, if someone would, you know, affirmations, this power of affirmation. When they think about it during the day, just give her a thought of healing to help her through her situation in her life. And again, your family, those in your life, and to praise and to heal and to respect and forgive those that we believe to be our enemies. Because in truth,
absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in today. I'd like to thank Kedar for showing up and being part of the show. And just want to thank God for being who God is. You're talking to Michael Shane, Transformation Doc, Talk Radio. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.